Shabbos Parshas Chayei Sarah. I heard this myridigah vort, the nekuda that is so simple, so obvious, and so fundamental from a Yechezkel of Kuzmir. Eliezer is sent on this task. He's out to go find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. How are you supposed to find the Shidduch? It could be anybody. You know, Eliezer secretly wanted that Yitzchak should marry his daughter. What do you do? He comes to the city, goes to the well. Well's a nice place to find a shidduch. And sets up this crazy challenge. Yeah? Has to be a girl that offers me water, offers my camels water. It's like, yeah, no, I want to get you a drink. I'll also fill up your tractor trailer with diesel. You know? Like, it's a pretty wild thing. And, out comes Rivka Kahava. She fulfills all the chesed requirements necessary to join Avram Avinu's mishpacha, to be part of the, you know, merkava of chesed. Chizkel points out that we have a medrash Chazal tell us that when Rivka walked up to the well, my father told me from Yaakov Kamenetsky that the lashon is that she walked to the well. If you medayek in the lashon, it doesn't say that she walked to the well. It says she walked towards the well. It's like one of those dictuk things. That's not that she walked to it. She was walking towards it. And the Chazal tell us that the water actually met her. The water came from the well to her, which you don't see every day. That's, you know, that's a special thing. Even those days when they were nisim all the time, water moving to you. You know, when the water's coming to you, that says something about the person. The thing is, Eliezer didn't look at her and be like, oh, water's coming to her, shidduch. Yeah. He waited. He said, I have a challenge here. Is she going to offer me water or not? When she offered him water and she offered his camels water, he said, oh, now I know you're the right one. Hello. Water just walked up to her. She's not a posh girl. Is that not enough of a sign, Eliezer, to tell you that this is going to be the future mother of Klal Yisrael? What else is missing? So Yechezkel Kuzmir says, what was missing was an action. For water to walk up to her requires nothing on her behalf. The nisim that happened to us, all the divine providence, the crazy nisim, Geluyim, Hashem loves me, that has nothing to do with me. That's not anything that I earned. That's just for being a Yid. We're born that way. You know? Good job. Yeah, it's all true. Hashem does love you. Hashem is looking after you and you have his grandpa and all that and whatnot, but that's not you. That's not you. What about you? What did you do? Yeah, Rivka was a tzaddikas yisoider of them, 100%. And yeah, there were nisim gluyim happening with her and everything she did in the water went up to her. That doesn't make her the mother of Klal Yisrael. The mother of Klal Yisrael is someone who gets up and does something. She does something remarkable. Not that she is remarkable. Rabbi Avani Yosef was not remarkable because he had a photographic memory. He was remarkable because he sat and he learned 24 hours a day, his entire life. Minus a couple of, you know, breaks to be the Rosh Memshala and didn't do the other incredible things that he did. He sat and learned. His hasmada was remarkable. Photographic memory he was born with. There are plenty of people with photographic memories out there that were not even close to what Rabbi Avraham Yosef was. Our gamlus is not what happens to us. Our gamlus is what we react to. 10% of our life is what happens to us. 90% of our life is how we react. What do we do? There's a kid who wanted to go to a party. His mother says, Shefla, don't go to the party. He was long gone. I mean, the Israeli kid off the derech like you can't imagine. But his mother was still from, and it was breaking her heart because he was going on a Shabbos, and she tells him, do me a favor, you could go another time, not on Shabbos. I can't enjoy my Shabbos knowing that my son is at a party. Michal Shabbos over there. Come home, do whatever you want, just don't go, please. And he respected his mother. Not a pleasure to think. He had already bought tickets. And he didn't go. And all his friends went. They gave us 17, 18 friends. They all went and he stayed back. he gave up. He had his ticket. He was holding it, and he said, and he just didn't go. You know what it's like to have like a skiing ticket and not go skiing? That kibbur avayim. That's gandlos. That's absolute gandlos. This party happened to be, it was on Simchas Torah this year, and it was this festival. And he woke up the next morning, and he had none of his friends had survived. So yeah, the Baruch Hashem takes care of us too. But our gandlos is what we do. Our gandlos is what we do. It would be zoicha to do all the things that we can to push ourselves to grow and to use all the koyachos that Hashem gives us and expand on who we are and push ourselves to be bigger and better. And be'ezer Hashem, Hashem will improve yasonech v'pul ma'yavasa, and we'll be able to see the Yibana Hamikdash Meir V'Yameinu. My great grandfather Moshe Yitzchok Mendelitz used to sing Kol Riboin every Shabbos, and I heard from my great uncle Shimon that he used to break down crying every single time he got to Proik Yasonach Mipum Arivasa. And I heard the story from him 10, 12 years ago, and I've had, and every time I sing them, I think of my elder Zayde. And just this week, the song popped into my head. Hello, Kodile. Yikarvusa. Hello, Kodile. Yikarvusa. Proigasona. Mipumayevosa.
Shabbos.